Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh man, I hate that song. Yeah, so you heard a little bit of Paul McCartney's travesty, A Wonderful Christmas Time. That song tears at my soul.
Paul McCartney tears at your soul.
Yeah, he pretty much does. Everything since the Beatles that he's done has been pretty awful for the most part. A little bit of Wing stuff.
I like Live and Let Die.
Yeah, that's a good song. You know. But
I think I like it mostly because Guns N' Roses covered it. And I was in a Guns N' Roses back in the day, so.
Yeah, that's a pretty good cover. As covers go, that one's
pretty
good.
As far as covers go.
Anyway, so yeah, we're inspired to throw a little awful Christmas music into this this week's podcast. Welcome to it, by the way. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Naz.
And this is the GB Podcast. We decided to throw it in because we've been talking about it all week in Fuel. Basically least favorite holiday songs. And that one was pretty much universally hated. I don't think anybody said they liked it. Yeah, there's some others in here. Christmas Shoes, I've never heard that one. I don't know what that
is.
I
have no idea who that is by.
Some people hate the song Santa Baby, and I can't even imagine that. It's one of my favorites.
Well, you know, there's a lot of divisive...
One that seemed really divided was Little Drummer Boy. Some people really liked it, some people hated it.
It's a love-hate kind of song. Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with it, you know. Yeah. I kind of like it because it gets stuck in my head, but at the same time, it's stuck in my head.
Yeah. See, I think it's really easy to do badly, and I think that's part of the problem. That and the earworm.
Yeah.
Deal. Yeah.
That's true. I don't like Jingle Bells.
You don't like Jingle Bells?
I absolutely hate Jingle Bells.
Why don't you like Jingle Bells?
I do not know why.
All right.
I think it's because I always hear like some weird, you know, hip version of it.
Yeah, it is another one that gets gussied up.
The gussied up versions of any of these songs sound horrible.
We should check out that Barbara Streisand version. See if we can get a little Streisand in here. That one is her version of Jingle Bells is apparently awful, ear-splittingly bad, and we should.
Isn't she Jewish?
Yes. Yes, Yenta sings Jingle Bells. But, yeah, well, you know, there's a fine tradition of holiday songs being sung by other people of all religions.
That's true.
So, you know.
Christmas is a Hallmark holiday these days.
It pretty much is, yes. Yeah, Naz, we have this event going on in drive-thru.
We do. Menu for Hope.
Right.
From Shay Pym.
Exactly. And, what this is it's a food blogger fundraiser, essentially. There are Gaper's Block Drive-Thru is participating. If you go to the drive-thru link at the top of the GB homepage, you'll get over there and you'll see an ad for it. And we've got a big post on Monday. Maybe we can put a link to it in our post here so that you can go straight to that. What Menu for Hope is a fundraiser for the United Nations World Food Program, and the World Food Program is the world's largest food aid agency. And what this fundraiser is going to be bringing in money for is a school lunch program in Lesotho. All of the money that's raised for this is going towards that.
And Lesotho is in Africa, in case you're wondering.
Well, 50% of this country has no idea what Lesotho even is.
Exactly.
We and dozens of other food bloggers have donated prizes, and you can bid on them. Well, actually, you're not bidding. You're buying a raffle ticket. They're $10 a piece, and what you do is when you you donate money, you enter codes. Each prize has a code associated with it, and depending on what you like, you put $10 towards the various things, and at the end of, I guess, raffle bidding period, the entries of one of the tickets is going to be chosen at random, and on January 9th, they'll announce who won. You have till the 21st to buy tickets. How about that? And there's all sorts of cool stuff in here. What we're offering is a pound of Metropolis coffee. It's the Costa Rica Tres Rios whole bean coffee, and a 16 truffle exotic truffle collection from Vosges. And that's our deal. Looks pretty good. I think we'll get some bids on that.
I think so. We've got a personal tour of the Al Bui Kitchen Laboratory at the new Alicia Institute with Philan Adria himself. You're into molecular gastronomy,
that's pretty awesome.
That would be pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Heston Blumenthal will cook an historic British menu for two at the Heinz Head. So you've got, there's some really nice things in here.
Kind of have to go to London for that one. But.
Hey, that's a good excuse to go.
good excuse as any, sure.
Yeah. So if you're a foodie and if you're into this kind of stuff, please do check it out. It's for a great cause. And Shay Pym is chezpim.com.
Right.
And
you can link to it from drive-thru.
It'll also be cloud-posted here.
So the great cause, and we're really excited to be participating in it this year. This is the fourth year that they're doing it. It was originally started to raise money for tsunami victims.
Indeed, back in 2002.
Cool. Yeah. We've been wanting to get more of the staff involved in the podcast, and we're starting off with one of our newer members. Her name's Lori Apple, and she's mostly in Slowdown, but also a little bit in Merge. And she shared with me this afternoon a couple of the events that she likes for this weekend.
Well, it looks like there's a couple things. This movie Look, which is about surveillance cameras, that looks pretty interesting.
When is that?
The 14th, which is Saturday, at the AMC Lowe's Piper's Alley. And then there's also this 800-pound gorilla in the room, and it's What We're Not Talking About, turned into an event with all kinds of performers and live wire and break bones, and there's going to be
dance company.
Which I don't know what that means, but they must your bones.
It's actually a reference to their style. They throw themselves around the stage quite a bit.
Wow, and do they actually break themselves?
I don't know. You know,
I want them to. I mean,
they've got a lot of people on their disabled list. I think,
they can't. False advertising. So I think they're going to call themselves that. They really need to break some bones, at least fingers.
Sure. Okay.
So that's at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts, 8.
Cool. When is that? That's on Saturday,
too? Saturday, too.
So, Naz, what's on your list today?
Looking at Helvetica for Friday, December 14th. It's cool. Showing at the Gene Siskel Film Center. The only film about a typeface, a very popular typeface. There's no doubt that you've seen it everywhere.
So what time does it start, Naz?
8 p.m., and you can get more info at the Gene Siskel Film Center website, or check Slowdown on our site for more details. So, Andrew, what do you got picked up?
Well, I'm looking at the Thrill Jockey 15th Anniversary Show. It's actually two shows. It's on Friday and Saturday. It's $50 for the pass. However, that $50 is going to get you a ton of performers. Thrill Jockeys, obviously, it's one of our city's foremost independent record labels, and they've got the Sea and Cake, Caliphone, Fiery Furnaces, Pitter Pat, Adult, Bobby Kahn, Trans Am, The Zinx, Angela Desavo, and far, far more, plus special guests, an amazing merch table, etc. Girl Talk is going to be playing. And we think it's worth checking out. It starts at 7 o'clock. We believe there's still a few tickets left.
Right. And it's at the Logan Square Auditorium.
The Logan Square Auditorium. So the other thing is, right now, Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind is in its best of at the end of the year. They choose their favorites, the most popular and or most infamous bits from their year of doing 30 plays in 60 minutes. We went as a staff this past weekend and had a great time. It's well worth your money. And I don't, if you've never been to Too Much Light before, the way they price it is it's $7 plus the roll of a die, I should say. So it's anywhere from $8 to $13, and it's well worth your money.
We didn't have a GB get together last month.
You're right, we didn't.
And what we usually do at the end of the year is we have a middle of the month December get together because of
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. So we're doing it.
It's this Friday.
The 14th,
and it's at the Ginger Man over on Clark Street, just north of the Metro.
One of my favorite bars.
Yeah, it's a cool place. We'll be back in the back with the pool tables. I guess it's not really the back, it's sort of the side.
The side. It's kind of the end of that kind of flat iron style building.
Right. Should be fun. We'll be there. It's very casual. It's worth coming to. I think you'll have a good time if you make it.
I think so.
We'd love to see you.
Exactly. So this has been the GB Podcast, which still does not have a name.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody suggested the Gapers Capers.
Yeah, it makes me think of us as being like some crime-fighting duo that gets into some kind of caper. I don't know.
We might be.
We could be.
Should we be?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The dial has been brought up a few times.
Yeah, GB dial.
GB on the dial.
I don't know.
On the dashboard.
GB on the radio? No.
GB on the radio? No. I don't know.
We'd have to switch our music to like Wolf Like Me.
So if anyone still has a suggestion.
Either that or we're just going to stay with the GB podcast. Yeah. Maybe we just stick with that. Look for us on iTunes pretty soon. I think we're going to try to get on here by this coming week. So before you go to Christmas, we'll be on iTunes for you.
Take us to go.
Woo! So, tune in next week.
We'll
talk to you
then. Bye-bye.